right to walk to the library, bring me back a book, open up a blanket, lay under a palm tree, and God forbid, when I sat down and I read it, I fell asleep. And I'm going to get arrested for that. Basics.
With the RNC convention less than a year away, many like Villanueva feel that establishing the right to assemble and rest in a public space should be the primary concern for the group.
I can't sit in an upright position all the time. I am built in God's image, and I need to take rest. It's basic.
Later that night, Officer Mattis gave a park trespass warning to a protester named Felix, who was walking on a public sidewalk on the side of the park. He said that Villanueva was arrested while sitting upright in the park on Saturday.
Christopher was sitting in the park. It was, you know, afternoon in the park. It was clearly within park hours. And in the course of him sitting down, an officer came up to him and said, "Well, you can't be here. You need to move." And he said, "Well, I'm diabetic. I'm resting my feet. They get sore if I stand on too long." And the officer said, "That doesn't matter. You need to move. You need to get out of the park." And he did not comply, obviously, because it's a public park. It's within opening hours, so you can be sitting down in the park. Why wouldn't you be able to? And the officer took him into custody for trespassing, I believe.
The police report says Villanueva attempted to sleep on the grass near the restrooms in Curtis Hickson Park. When officers told him to leave, he refused and was arrested. Rather than post bail, he chose to stay in jail overnight. He is the first Occupy Tampa protester to take his case before a judge, and his attorney Roger Bright said his bail was reduced from $500 to $50 and was posted this morning. Early last Friday morning, three protesters with Occupy Tampa were also arrested. Two were charged with pushing an officer, but multiple angles of video footage show that Corporal L.J. Miles pushed Occupy Tampa cameraman Karel Socre first.
While I was in the Occupy Tampa with my camera filming like every night, Officer Miles went there from Tampa Police Office Department to try to take the tents down, and I was filming everything. I was like a relative far distance from the investigation, and he came to me and he pushed me down and I hit my back with the ground and I ended in the hospital and then in jail.
In the mugshot, Socre is wearing a neck brace. He is seeking political exile from Venezuela because the Hugo Chavez administration charged him with kidnapping, a charge that he denies.
I came to this country because I was persecuted in my country, and I'm feeling now persecuting here for my political thoughts.
The Tampa police initially came to the park to remove tents, which protesters had set up to avoid the rain. Socre is charged with obstructing a police investigation, but video footage shows that Socre was nowhere near the officer while he investigated the tents.
He wasn't any tents behind me. Yeah. So I really don't know. You have to ask him why he came to me.
Tampa Police Department did not respond to interview requests by deadline, but spokesperson Andrea Davis told Channel 28 the protesters were at fault.
Police officer was pushed, and obviously he's going to push him back to get him away from him. Officer safety is a clear concern.
After Socre was detained, Keith Cuesta was arrested on two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer, but Cuesta said the officer actually ran into him.
That's not what happened. I was bumped into from behind. His chest walked into my back. It was stated that I bumped into him from behind, which is not at all what could have happened. I was in front of him the whole time, and there's footage that clearly shows that. As soon as one of the arresting officer handed Karel over to someone else, I knew at that time I needed to take down the tent that was up, the reason why they were called out to the scene.
Cuesta can be heard on tape shouting, "Why are you arresting him?" at the officer. Cuesta said that he only bumped into the officer while attempting to comply with the order to remove the tents.
When I was walking in the direction of the tent, there was a barricade obstructing my path. And when I went to divert around that barricade is when the bump was made from him into me. I remember him saying was something to the effect of, "You shouldn't have touched me," or something like that. And to which I responded, "I did not touch you. I did not touch you. I did not touch you." Next thing I knew, I basically was grabbed by the wrist and it was put behind my back and I was put into the floor. At no point was I told that I was under arrest. At no point was I ever read my Miranda rights either.
Stephen Gentile filmed the whole thing, and video shows he was arrested with his hands in the air.
Because I wanted to make it easy. I didn't want to resist, and I just wanted to comply at that point. Before I did that, I handed over my camera, and I just went about my arrest.
He was charged with opposing an officer without violence and battery on a law enforcement officer, charges that Gentile denies.
No part of me ever touched an officer.
While Gentile filmed Cuesta's arrest, video shows the officer told Gentile, "You're next, you're going to be in handcuffs." Gentile told him that he would be the one in handcuffs for making what he thought were unlawful arrests. Gentile thinks he was only arrested for mouthing off to the officer.
That could be it. Or it could be because I was videotaping the whole thing from the beginning and I caught him pushing Carell to the ground. And then I caught Keith getting arrested. And then I guess he didn't like me running my mouth. So